Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I go to a one-stop shop. My doctor is actually in the office on the second floor above the lab.
Isn't it actually called that? It's called My Doctor.
My Doctor. Yeah, it's run by a guy in Minnesota.
You gotta come to My Doctor.
Oh, look, a pro tip to anybody that isn't married yet. One, don't. And if you do, if you have to. The last thing you want to tell someone you love when they're working hard and sweating and trying to get something done is, do you need help? It looks like you're on the struggle bus. And I don't know.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So just for the record, how many honey bun packages?
Honey buns?
How many honey bun packages have been delivered?
Okay.
And when you say honey buns, you're not getting individuals. You're getting boxes of honey buns, right?
Yes.
Like, aren't there 12 to a box, like you would see almost like at the counter of a gas station?
How do you know that?
I mean, I used to be in the grocery game.
That is great. No, this is... If anybody had an a la carte line at lunch when you were younger, when you'd walk in and get all your like confections and snacks, if your parents gave you money or you bummed some money from a friend, that's this wonderful lady, this angel, Mike, a saint, a patron saint of the snacks. Her name's Wanda Farmer. She's been sending,
I know that name.
She's
yeah.
been sending snacks to the TMOS crew / Podcast Village crew for the last 3 weeks. And it started with like some pretzel mix and some chips, and that was something fun, something like you find in a vending machine.
Sure.
The little bags. And I was like, oh, this is fine. She upped her game. And I'm talking about going from, let's say, a prospect in high school to a major league baseball player when she started sending pastries. So yes, these are full-size honey buns, but just yesterday, I just got some intel. She also sent some Krispy Kreme Cinnabons, which are waiting downstairs.
Yummy, yummy. Right?
Wow, that's a product I don't even know.
That looks like eight to a box, and there's two boxes. And underneath, and then she's got some, Krispy Kreme glazed mini pies. And they seem all to be apple and grape.
Does she work for the company?
Well, I think she might have a line into a vending machine.
Well, it looks to me like, you know what, we've been approached by people that work at Cisco.
Yeah.
And like, you know, you go to Cisco and you can buy these packs of things, and it looks to me like it's not a retail presentation.
Yeah, I think Cisco Foods is more like restaurants. And that's what that's with the C,
is.
Right?
Maybe.
So this is more, these fell off the truck, and I'll take them if they fell off the truck.
Well, how's the freshness level?
Oh, I haven't
Not
even
that it
looked.
Matters, because they are chock-a-block with preservatives.
Exactly. And then, Mike, hermetically sealed for your protection. They'll last forever.
I'm looking right now.
Are there any that you haven't eaten? Can you hold up one that...
well, Mike, yes. I'm sure the wrapper is still
Maddie,
do
you mind grabbing the big box, if you don't mind? There's a box I haven't eaten, Mike.
Have Maddie bring the big box.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if there's a sell-by or a best-by kind of date on it, because that's...
There it is. Look at that. That's all we're getting. We're getting shredded wrappers. He is inhaling Krispy Kreme products.
It looks like a bear came in.
The package was robbed.
Yes, it was.
Can I tell you something, Wanda Farmer?
Yes.
Wanda Farmer. Rob, have you noticed anything since the Krispy Kremes have been here? Have you noticed anything about our boy Oscar?
I'm in a better mood.
I think he's
it
in a better mood.
It begins with a P. Punctuality.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because if the pastry is there,
seriously,
he'll be there.
He's been in the studio for the last 3 days.
And you've been late for the last 3 days.
And I've been late. Yeah. By the way, that's not late. That's me waiting for you.
Yeah, he's anticipating.
So I don't bother getting there on time, but what's the point? Because your chair is always empty.
I was on time and you were late today.
Because I was perfectly capable of coming in 15 minutes before I did,
Being
but I
on
didn't.
Time is late, Mike. Someone taught me that.
Oh, you too. Hate waiting for each other.
You hid the pastries in Studio C, and poor Maddie can't find them. Go get them, you waif.
You know what?
Oh, they're an Angie studio.
Yesterday,
what happened? The simplest of requests, what, to get a package of products?
You know who,
that, what happened?
You know who don't? You know who doesn't know where snacks are?
Who?
Skinny people.
Yeah,
they don't. True. Pony, walk into Studio C. Walk your skinny bone butt into Studio C and bring me the packages.
They're not in Studio C, but I'm trying to tell you.
I just grabbed the skinny.
I don't care. It's over. It's over. You ponied it. You ponied it. If you want to know why cables aren't running, we can't get a package of snacks brought in.
He's a walking
Christ. Honest to God, really, the simplest of tasks.
Mike, don't pony the pastry. Oh, look, Oscar found it. Where was it?
Studio C.
Oh, why were you
why was it such a look at that. Why was it such a challenge for
him? Well, Maddie's actually industrious. Pony's a dummy.
Look at that.
Maddie went to go grab the rest of them from the second floor.
Look at that.
Hold on. I got more.
Man, when you can actually hear boxes of pastry hitting the counter.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. Oh, my God. What are the
pies?
Snacks for days.
Fruit pies?
I'm literally stacking snacks.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hold on. More. There's more. My God.
It's like a magic trick.
Look at this.
Good video, dude.
Look at this. Look at this.
Oh, my God. She's just, she has to be plugged into Krispy Kreme.
Look at this.
What do we have to? Wow. Wanda. You've outdone yourself. My God.
Can you zoom out, Maddie? I'll do anything for food. This is great.
Look at that. This is the shot of the day. You're going to see this.
Oh, my God.
And I'll do anything for food.
Oh, my God.
I could eat 2 dozen eggs.
Look at this.
Why don't you zoom in, Maddie? Make it look like it's a lot more.
Oh, no. Believe me. You don't have to play with the camera shot.
It looks good. It looks good.
You do not have to play with the camera. Why is Oscar gaining weight? That should be the caption of this. Unbelievable.
Mike, unbelievable. That's, look at all the purple bags of party mix. It's a party. It's a party.
It's sweet and savory.
Who cares where they come from? I think there are enough preservatives to, you'll be able to enjoy those.
Even if it's a scratch and dent pile, I'll take them. October 6th, Mike. I only have a few weeks.
Hurry up.
You better get on that October 6th.
What you're going to have to do is draw up a schedule because you mustn't fall behind.
Well, congratulations on your snacks, and now we can get the tight shot on Oscar.
Congratulations on your snacks.
I'd like to really talk about that. I have, as many of you know, who follow me on Facebook or hear this show. I have a 7-year-old son, and I am in love with my 7-year-old son. Mm-mm-mm. It is the blessing of my life. There's no question about it. It has enhanced my life like you wouldn't know, and it's spectacular. With that said, I think it's important to point out that we have gone, because we are a communicative family, we have raised what I would describe as a verbal child.
Mm.
This child enjoys communicating. And I know that there are some, I've met 5, 6, 7-year-olds that are, still kind of grabbed to the father's leg a little bit and super shy and don't chat.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of the things that I was very proud of my kids for that because they always were good with eye contact, forward, polite, and you see the same thing with Michael. He's not shy. He has a lot of grown-up sensibilities when he's communicating. I think it's a good thing.
The thing with this is that Mrs. O'Mara has alluded to the fact that over the last few months, couple of months, maybe with the COVID, but there's a lot of talking that goes on. This child likes to verbalize. He loves to verbalize to the extent where now he's verbalizing. And I think this is normal for a 7-year-old to chat. I mean, it's like the communication is new and it's just it's constant. I was driving back from dinner. We had a little sushi at an outside terrace where the sushi wasn't cooked, but the people were. It was 900 degrees with 3,000% humidity. We were dripping, and so I finally looked at my wife and I said, "We had taken separate cars." They said, "I'm going to split," and he said, "I want to go with you, Dad." And so he comes with me, and we're driving back to the house, and. To say that he is into video games is an understatement. He likes the military, he likes video games, and he likes talking about it. He loves talking about it. Yesterday, I finally said, well, I could communicate this to our listeners, but it would really be better if clandestinely I started to record a conversation.
Ah, Candlestine.
Yes. Clandestine, I began to record at about the halfway mark. We were about halfway home. And he started, and I said, you know, this might be a good one. You never know, because sometimes you roll tape and you don't know whether he's going to just stop. You know, it's like when I tried to get Beluga's clacky nails on the, you know, on the floor, which was constant 24/7. And I started recording, and Beluga, because Beluga did everything the opposite of what I wanted, would stop in the middle of the floor and look at me and go, not going to do it now.
Safe home,
this
Beluga.
This did not happen. I will offer you now. To call it a conversation,
yes,
would be inaccurate. It's
like a monologue.
Pretty close to a monologue.
A dissertation.
I don't know what you're going to call it, but this is every day what we live with in the house. And let me get the timer on it right here.
All right,
I'm going to start the timer.
No disrespect, I want to be real about this. I got to move this out of the way for the board so I can ride it. So give me a second.
All right, hold on a second. I'm gonna get there.
Okay, we're good.
My timer is ready.
Ready.
Yes. And now this is my son in the car yesterday.
It's a partner, and he can help you. Sometimes they have different skills, like to attack.
Yeah.
And the first time you're playing, you're not going to be that good at it.
Okay.
So, technically, it's a really fun game, and, you can either just start from, this place where it tells you when it starts, or you parachute out of battle bus.
Yeah.
And, on the battle bus, it's basically a blue bus attached to a hot air balloon.
Yeah.
Without the, where the people sit. But inside the bus, you have all the people in.
Uh-huh.
Other people with weapons and stuff. And then after the timer runs out, you all randomly spawn in the air.
Right.
And you start parachuting down.
Uh-huh.
There's this button when you get to a certain level, you're supposed to press it, and your hang glider or your parachute comes out.
Really?
Yep. And, also, you can, it's really fun because you...
I know what he's talking about! I know exactly what he's talking about.
But you see, what I would love is I'd love to have the isolated of Mike's reactions. Because you are so... Yeah? Right?
What happened to it?
Uh-huh.
He's like, that sushi wasn't as good as I thought it was going
to
be.
Wait a minute. I was saying... I'm, hold on a second. What did I do to it?
What happened?
Uh-huh. What happened?
Oh, here we go.
And he can help you. Sometimes they have... really fun because you can get... I already said that.
That's okay.
You can fly helicopters. Even though they don't shoot, someone can shoot you down in them, but it's cool because you can go really high to where someone can't shoot you. And you get to search the area.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
Uh-huh.
And you can spawn wherever you want. You just have to fly there.
Yeah.
Not like in a plane or battle bus, but...
Okay.
You can go on your map and click that spot.
It's very detail oriented.
Yes.
Yeah.
Paints a picture.
I want to engage.
What's really cool is you can get pets.
Yeah.
Did I already say that?
No, I don't know.
You can get pets.
Uh-huh.
And they can, I think they can have different skills.
Yeah.
Where they can attack the enemy, your enemies.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Sometimes they die, but when you die and you go back to the lobby, you'll still have your pet.
Uh-huh.
It's not like you lost him.
No.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's just a really fun game. Oh.
Yeah.
And there's a new game that just came out.
Yeah.
Literally just came out.
Literally.
I forgot what it's called, but it's a really... I never have played it. It's called... I forgot what it's called.
Uh-huh.
But it's based on, Big City Greens. It's called Big City and the... I don't know. Big City Battle. It's
okay.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
I don't know really anything about it.
Okay.
I think it has something to do with, like, battling against.
This is like, so sweet.
Not online players, but
passionate. Like, passionate.
Yeah.
Other people.
He's a gamer.
Yeah.
Not like real people, but like, it's kind of like my Looney Tune. I would think it's kind of like my Looney Tune.
This is Mike's worst nightmare, though.
Yeah.
Against,
yeah.
Like, Tweety, Sylvester,
yep.
Granny, Granny, right?
Yep.
You're such a good dad. My dad would have said,
sometimes
shut up.
Sometimes you get a bonus round where you get to do Pepe Le Pew.
Right.
Watch that. That's a fun bonus round.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and in Roblox,
yeah.
You have this thing called Shark Fight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And basically you get boats and you try to kill the shark without him getting you.
Uh-huh.
If you survive...
Yeah.
Other some people don't, but on there you can get the Titanic for a lot of shark teeth.
Mm.
Okay.
And in there, if you want to get the Titanic, and it takes a long time to get a lot of shark teeth.
Sure. Yeah.
So with your Robux, it's fake money.
I'm never having
and
kids.
And it's called Robux.
Thank God.
Because instead of regular
this is cute,
money,
though.
They call it Robux.
Yeah.
And you can buy shark teeth. To get enough sharks, you can get other boats.
Yeah.
Or you can get
Mike, your mood in this is...
Yeah. Get more sharks.
Okay. Hey, Michael.
Yeah?
We're home.
Oh.
Love you.
Love you.
Wow.
That was great.
And remember, folks, that's only half of his TED Talk, right?
Oh. It was half. I recorded it. That was 4 minutes and 43 seconds, and I started recording about halfway through. Maybe a little less than halfway.
Wow.
That's how
he's
much
got
that
the
it
gift
was
of
maybe
gab.
10 minutes.
He's got the gift of gab.
He's got the gift of gab, and he likes to talk, and he got on a roll, and I went, I can't communicate what I'm feeling right now without recording this. And with that said, I if anybody thinks it's annoying, it is, yeah. Does it get to you sometimes? It's blissful. He's communicating,
Mike.
Fun, and he's got a mind, and he wants to express himself.
Fortnite.
And these kids, you know,
is that what he was talking about? Oh. Was he talking about Fortnite?
Well, Fortnite is the next pivot. He's going to be going to Fortnite.
I see.
Played that with his cousin Max up in Maine, and he wants to do the Fortnite thing. And I remember at the end, I told him, because I don't like to blindside him, and I said, I'm going to play this on the show because you like to talk, and I think it's wonderful. And he saw that we were laughing, and he knew we were making fun a little bit. But
sure.
At the same time, he liked it. So that's my wonderful son, Michael William, who's hanging in there with this pandemic and getting a little pressure now from Mrs. O about the virtual and maybe moving him into because, you know, things are going well down here. And, you know, I want to do what the president wants us to do. I want to practice herd immunity. I want to practice herd immunity, which now he finally came out and said it. But he called it herd mentality on his town hall last night.
Of course. Mm-mm.
Herd mentality. Mm-mm.
Well, that's what's going on. Is you know, Mike, if he doesn't like Fortnite, there's another game you might want to introduce him to. It's called the Be Quiet game. I was
you were
that in the car.
You were that kid.
I was
that
kid.
That you would talk.
Hate to put that in your lap. That perhaps that's a look into his future.
That's probably sweet though. That you get to let him. I would say it like really engage with you. I know that most of your talks aren't like this. Like this is a good bit. Like you probably engage with your son and talk to him.
To be honest with you on that discussion when it's video games or I'll engage with him when he's asking questions about the military. Cuz you get there are two things that he says routinely. One is, Dad, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when I get you, guess what? That starts a soliloquy. And the other one is, Dad, I have a question for you. And it's so adorable cuz he goes into this upper register where Dad, you're ever wondering.
I can't even
get up that high, you know, where the line goes up. Then when I let him play Minecraft, usually it's next to me in the house, and I hop on my computer, and he will play his Minecraft and talk the whole time, and I'm like, Michael, when you're playing Minecraft, Daddy's going to be on his computer working. So I need you. And of course, we're not working. By the way, anybody that says they're working, you know, when they're on a phone or a computer, you can lie.
No, it's an easy out for your kids.
Yeah. So it just amazing.
Does he
just
ever say,
amazing.
Dad, can you tell me more about Mussolini?
Yesterday
on the show, he did a walk-on, and his opening line was, did someone say Hindenburg?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, What a good kid.
The only fear I have, and I have to be honest, and Rob, oh, thank you, Carla. Thanks. That'll be fun to talk about. Thank you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was that she served you with papers?
It's another menu?
I enjoyed my my trip to D.C. There's my citation.
Oh,
yes, sir.
No.
F you, Washington. Mm. You want to know why I don't stop there? This is why.
Because you got to pay the taxes.
Oh, I thought it was like a citation saying welcome to the city.
Wait. I know.
Hey, Carlo, where is the actual violation on here? Where do they actually tell you what I did?
What's the address of the cross section or the block? If you give me the block, it's probably right next to work here. They got a bunch of these. At headquarters
HQ.
Oh, speed 11 to 15 over limit.
Ooh, shame. They know your name and address.
This is what happens in pandemic. No traffic and people throw open that throttle and zoom.
600 block of New York Avenue Northeast.
Oh, well, most people are speeding there, Mike. There are about five cameras. It's a tax. It's a tax for out-of-towners.
It's totally a scam, right?
It's an out-of-town tax.
It's totally a scam.
Yeah.
Not going to pay it. We're not going to pay it. No, what do you think?
That's the right move.
That's right. Herd mentality, Mike.
Yeah.
Show
them.
If nobody pays the ticket, it's cool.
Carla's cleaning today, so she's kind of in her little house on the prairie look. You want to show them your little house on the prairie?
Come on now.
You want to lean in with that hair? Wah, wah, wah. Please. Please show. Just lean in and show them your little house on the prairie look.
Oh, that's sweet.
It's like living with Karen Grassel.
Somebody turns 40 tomorrow, you're gonna die a lot later than me. Anyway, that's very cool. Congratulations. He's one. Howdy, Carla. Time to clean up that house now. Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, three. That's fantastic. Yep, on the prairie, we're out there. And, by the way, that's how she cleans, too. Big straw broom. That she sweeps out the wooden floors
and
out
then
on the back porch.
Doesn't she beat the rugs?
She beats the rugs and then washes my clothes down in the stream.
Beats them with a rock at the river.
But the stream is not a real stream. It's just anywhere here with the rain we've had. It's pretty much anywhere that you have. So, look, I love my little man so much.
Does he eat sushi?
Yeah.
He went to dinner. Will he eat anything?
Oh, sure he
eats
sushi.
That is so nice.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What a breath of fresh air.
We went to the outside. We were the only people sitting on this little outside patio at the sushi joint.
Yeah.
It's called Thai Sushi, where we like to have our sushi so bad. And they obviously have considered the outside seating area kind of an afterthought. So we were essentially sitting on old booths that were broken. That they had just put out.
Oh,
on
they
the back
repurposed
now,
outside.
They repurposed it, but without any real zeal.
There was a restaurant that had great karaoke in Richmond. I think it's closed now. It was called Gus Seraphim's Celebrity Room, and there were many booze-filled nights that we ended up there. And a couple of the booths, you look at them, and the booth seats were just on milk crates.
Mm.
That's how they repurposed the booth. A lot of times restaurants don't focus on the furniture so bad.
You know it's hot. You know it's hot when the staff doesn't want to come outside.
Oh, God. Yeah.
There's one point where the door opened, like over by the door to the actual inside restaurant, which was doing fine.
Mm.
Welcome to Lee County, Florida.
Mentality.
And we were just sitting there with the masks and the hand sanitizer, and they pick us. You guys need anything? I say, okay. Why don't you come on out under the surface of the sun?
Do you need any refills?
Mike, it was 44 in Leesburg this morning. 44 degrees.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fall good. Is that's here. Good. You know what that means? Here. What that means for us down here, you get 44 up there. That means hopefully things are going to cool down a little bit in the atmosphere. Because right now, we're knocking on wood. Hopefully we can dodge a bullet. But also with this climate we have, I think our window might be a little longer now in South Florida for hurricanes. But who knows? We got enough problems. Oscar's got his snacks. My son can't stop talking. And my wife is right out of Little House on the Prairie. And I am just old. Thank you. We can start the show now.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Who's that?
Hey, Sue.
That's our therapist.
Marty.
What are you doing here?
I wanted to make sure you were okay.
Well, it's a hell of a car for a shrink.
I heard about that truck assault on the radio.
Okay.
They're saying that it was mob-related,
yeah,
but it feels more like cartel
to
me.
You're gonna have to go, okay?
You can tell me, was this us?
There is no us. What's this?
It's a car.
It's a transformer, and I spoke to you about conspicuous spending. Send this back.
Now, see, Marty, that's your problem. You are always trying to control everything.
Got it.
Losing a little sparkle in your step.
Please get back in the toy and leave.
Now, listen, I think we experienced a real breakthrough in our last session.
I don't. I'm kicked out of the house.
That just means we're going somewhere good.
I'll disagree.
Hey, Sue. Everything okay?
She came by to check on us, but leaving now.
Good to see you, Wendy. Trust the premises.
Okay, bye.
Agent Evans is expecting us.
It's her car.
It's the Mike O'Mara
Show.
Bye,
Sue. Sue, the therapist.
Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Spoiler alert, then I find out later, really, bye, Sue.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah, I'm watching Ozark. I texted you guys yesterday because that was such a great scene. Is there any better scene for Jason Bateman when he comes out and he's disappointed like that? Plays it so well. Absolutely perfection. Get back in the toy. Yellow McLaren. get back in the toy. Welcome. We are live from the Podcast Village Studios. The Mike O'Mara Show, heard everywhere from Clarence, New York, Gallup, New Mexico, Hickory, Virginia, Vernon Township, New Jersey, Visby, Sweden. Hello to all the good people in Visby. We're big in Visby.
Huge in, Swedish people. Love it.
V. And a very specific address, Langer Drive in Somerville, North Carolina. I just, somebody had to see that sign. And actually say, we'll send that to TMOS so Mike can be grease man for a day.
When they sent it, they actually put a screen cap from MapQuest to prove it was a real street. Because otherwise, and then I Googled it. It's really there.
Linger. Our show today brought to you by Cornerstone. It's history in the making. The rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage currently sits at the lowest level in at least 50 years. Mm-hmm. But beware, starting this fall, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, evil, will enact a refinance fee that adds a half a point to all refis.
Both bad people.
You have
people.
To act now. Yeah, it's just like, it's just like when people tack on extra fees when you're renting your property for the first time. And you get a great rate, and then they tell you it's more. You have to act now to take advantage of these historic rates before this happens. They get you anyway, don't they?
Yeah.
Everybody gets you.
Coming and going.
Big everything always gets the little guy.
Oh, my God.
That's the way it happens.
Cornerstone's not like Cornerstone. That. No.
Cornerstone First Financial is the company I recommend because they're not, I wouldn't call them the little guy, but they're definitely a self-owned company that does great job for their clients. They're owner-operated, and interest rates have fallen again, still below 3%. Call Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221, or online at cornerstonefirst.com. This refinance fee is imminent, and the low rates are temporary, so do yourself a favor and call the loan professionals at Cornerstone First Financial right now. Remember, whether it's a purchase or refi, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. We're very happy to have them associated with
us. Do you have a take on the fees? Like what you're talking about, Mike, is when somebody sells you, this happens a lot with cars. They sell you a car, and at the end, like, there's a bunch of associated fees. The onus is on me to know what the closing costs are, associated fees, right?
Oh, I'm absolutely.
But
it's totally on you.
If that's a big purchase, even with a house. But if you're just going through like a rental or Airbnb or anything like that, and then let's say that's like $1,000 for the Airbnb, but then it's an extra $200 out of the blue for management charges after you're already paying a percentage up front. and then you're paying for management charges drives me nuts.
It's crazy. And here's the thing.
Convenience fee, satisfaction fee. All
what we're dealing with right now, renting a house up in Maine, we sit there and we get this thing where it says, they say to us, you can either need to pay a flat fee and have no charges of a percentage per nightly time if you rent it, or you can pay a small percentage fee and you don't have to pay the annual fee. Mm-hmm. And then as of yesterday, we just started this. Oh, there's now the fee and the fee, because that's how they get you.
Yep.
That's how they get it. It's like when we dealt with a big retail, Amazon. Mm-hmm. They do the same thing. Yep. If people hold all the cards, which are the advertising cards, insurance companies hold the advertising cards, big companies hold the advertising cards, it's that's how they get you. And they get you by controlling the world. That's it. And, you know, when people say you don't want to tear this system down, God forbid you're a socialist, you're this. Well, let's take a real peek at who does well in our little system. Okay?
Fiefdom. Or no.
It's a fiefdom. It is a fiefdom. Yeah, it's like a kingdom.
Fiefdom.
They're the people that have the 16,000 square foot homes. That's the way it works. I mean, that's the reality of
it. When you think of something like PayPal, which is everyone says, oh, it's fantastic. I'll PayPal you the money, the PayPal this, the PayPal that.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, they're getting a chunk of every transaction of your money.
But the software's different, because it's better than mailing an actual envelope with a check.
It might be better, but still,
you can't compare PayPal to service fees.
I can, because you know why? Because if it's taking a hunk of my money,
Myopic view of looking at that.
I agree with him, because what he's talking about though is if the fees stayed the same forever, but they don't. They raise them, and they go up periodically.
But guys, if it comes to simple transactions like credit card fees or PayPal fees, those are really a convenience fee to keep that service in place. If you don't pay them, we don't have the service.
No, it's a convenience fee to put profit in the company's pockets.
I've never once paid a convenience fee that was convenient, ever, ever.
Yeah.
It's always their convenience.
The big game on all of these places that do this stuff are profit. And I have no problem with that, because they've come up with the algorithm and they've come up with the template to actually make this work for everybody in the new economy. What I have a problem with is when they cavalierly whenever the F they want, jack it up. Because it's just not good enough. The greed level is just too much.
The strategy that backs it is, if they'll pay 25, they'll pay 30. You know, it's finding the tipping point. And that's when you're into something, like if you, God forbid, buy like premium movie tickets before COVID and you had buy your movie tickets online, they say, okay, I can buy this. And then they'd say, all right, this and this and this. And then you're already in. And then before you click buy, there's a $2.50 convenience fee on every ticket.
Yeah.
Why? Why? Because you know why? Because you're already in for $40. You're going to be in for $10 more.
But you have a choice to say no, Mr. Man, and walk up to the window.
I know, but hold on, Johnny Capitalist, okay? God.
Yeah, you know what? Those honey buns make him contrary.
No, this is why Orange Hair's doing so well down here, okay? The Cuban community. He's just like the Cubans down here.
That is the most. You're such an a-hole. First, just because I'm
exactly
old,
what it's
we're
like.
We're not all the same.
The great American way. I don't mind people creating and making something where, you know what my feeling is on capitalism?
What's that?
You come up with a great idea and a great product, and you sell it, and you do really, really well. What pisses me off is you come up with one idea, and then you do dick for the rest of your life, and then you just keep at the only way that your only business model is to jack.
Right.
That's where I hate it. I like the new idea. Tesla.
Yeah.
Apple.
Yeah.
An iPhone. It's like that. What I don't like is, I've got this place where you can take what you earned and what you're renting, and I'll get a little taste just because I came up with the idea to put it out there.
Isn't the world full of great ideas?
Me off.
It's the execution that brings you the reward.
But you know what? The thing that we're talking about here is you come up with the great idea and you could just sit there and enjoy it and maybe come up with another idea that would get you more. But instead, it's easier and it screws the people more than when you have what is a great business model and then you're just squeezing people as much as you can possibly squeeze. And that's how you make your money. I like the great idea. And the great idea to advertise things, eBay, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's just like chunk, chunk, chunk. Once the idea is out there, there's no real growth other than sticking it to the little guy. That's how they do it. They're not going to come up with, if they don't come up with the next idea, that's the only way they can make money. That's the way I look at it. And I'm all for the great idea, and you're making a massive profit on that. But then when you bring shareholders into it, you have to just squeeze. That's why insurance companies do what they do, you know? Insurance companies, excuse me, you forgot because you were driving between Maine and Florida and you might have missed 1 month's payment and now it's going to take the gates of hell to open to reactivate your insurance again because we wait 1 nanosecond and then it should be 2 to 3 days before this goes through. I said, you just hounded me. You didn't allow me to use my card and then you hounded me and then I gave you a payment over the phone, and now you're telling me, after you badgered me, that it's going to take you 3 days, you insurance companies that I hate, Mike, with all of my fiber and my beat.
Let me give you this, and I agree with you both here probably. The fee to take your payment over the phone is completely highway robbery. It just is, because you should have the infrastructure in place to get your money from your customer over the phone.
Right. It's actually easier than receiving a physical payment.
Now, I know you have to pay for the person and you have infrastructure for that, but that's a cost of doing business. You should have that option for your customers and not charge them $15 for that.
They hold the cards.
Whoever holds the card.
You know what?
I'm on
team against fees now. I'm good.
That's a very catchy slogan.
And by the way, sorry about the Cuban thing. That can be construed as a little bit racist.
Yeah, you were racist there.
That might be a little bit racist.
But you know what?
It was satire.
The Bolivians and the Cubans
into
the same thing.
You get a pass, Mike, just like Howard gets a pass with Robin. You get a pass with the Latinos because I'm
just a little frustrated with the Cuban community, which I was looking at some poll numbers.
Yeah.
Just a little bit frustrated. Mike, you know, they're playing that Cuban card, that Fidel Castro Venezuela card again, and it's working down here.
I don't know.
Fear.
I don't know the landscape of the Latinos. I know that there's a heavily Cuban in Florida, but what's the story? Do they love Trump now? I didn't know they love Trump.
Well, no, I don't know if they love Trump, but it's just the numbers are pretty significant with the, certain Latino sectors of Florida. And I'm a Democrat. It's my job to get nervous.
You get informed.
And be a wimp and just like, by the way, you know, if you want to know, here's something positive I'll say about the Trumpers. They're out there right now going, woo-hoo-hoo, look at my boat, I got my boat parade. And meanwhile, we're up there going, well, what's that poll number? You know, that's the difference. And I'm not proud of that. I'm not proud of the fact that you want to know when we get the name Snowflake? We get the name Snowflake. It's like, well, what's going to happen? What if not enough people go out and vote? What's going to happen? Oh my God. Where the other team kind of goes, yeah, you suck, herd immunity, go die. Thank you very much. Yeah,
Mike, herd mentality.
Herd
mentality.
Yeah. Well, that's what he said last night. But anywho, it's going to be just fine. It's just I don't like surprises.
I'm happy
and I don't like big
that you
financial
were able to rent your place. That is a big deal. Congratulations.
Yeah, but the fee changed, but from after all
and
these
the
years
last
deciding
minute, the
to
last
do that.
Minute, the last minute fee change. That's what's bad. Yeah. Because they know if you're in for it and you've got you're already in the pool, then they tell you
it's
they're
like,
not going back out.
It's like right before you're about to sleep with your girlfriend that you loved and you've been waiting forever and you're like, oh, finally we get to do this. And she's like, hey. I've got a social disease.
There, on that note, we can take a break. That's fantastic.
Don't mind that penis.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. That is.
Speaking of big stuff that we deal with, I want to talk about deliveries. And I want to find out if I'm the only one that's having a little issues with that. And anyway, we'll talk about that and more fun and more thrills. Isn't that exciting? Yeah, it's the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll take a break. Come right back right here, everybody. I got that.
Oh, it's your pies, I'm Paulie. In my neighborhood, when you said fruitcake, that meant that crazy Dominic was at it again. But in TMOS land, Rob Speedwax Phenomenal Fruitcakes are back, baby! Right in time for the upcoming holidays. And make sure you get extras for your mother, your father, or even your kumada. So head over to the MikeOMaraShow.com, click on the fruitcake banner, and get the deluxe or the super premium. And that comes with a lot of extra goodies. Do it today, or you'll be sorry. Now, let's return to Chico and the Man, already in progress.
Were you complicit in that Chico and the Man thing? Or?
Well, he sends me his promos dry, and I'm allowed to choose the music. And so when he ended close with Chico, I went right to my Jose Feliciano CDs.
Holly Christine. That's all I want to say. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by MyBookie. Football is back. Rejoice. And so is your winning season at MyBookie. Winning season means doubling your first deposit. Winning season also means insane player prop bets, epic bonuses, and the crazy... the craziest cross-sport wagers. At MyBookie, winning season means watching live sports and betting live sports all season long.
What? Yes.
Don't forget MyBookie, and don't forget the MyBookie $300,000 guaranteed super contest. You pick five games against the spread each week, and there are prizes all season long. That means you pick your underdogs, and if you have to have one of those weeks, they happen. It's the NFL.
They absolutely do.
Just get over to MyBookie and get in the action. Use promo code TMOS and double your first deposit. New players get up to $1,000 in free play. Bet with the best this NFL season for your chance to win big. Use promo code TMOS and double your first deposit. Your winning season begins today only at MyBookie. Make your picks, win big, collect your cash, use promo code TMOS, and double your first deposit now.
Remember, it's an amazing website. You got to visit it. It's so fun.
I know that you got Nikki Diamond every Thursday coming on, so
yeah, tomorrow.
I'm excited about that. But let me just give you a quick tip. And the Santana pick of the weekend, it's crazy.
Is it crazy?
Always bet against the Giants.
Every game, who are the Giants playing this week? I'll check it out.
Let's find out.
I'm going to find out who the Giants are. Because, you know, at a certain point, they're going to play the Washington football team.
Yes.
I'm doing it right now. Let's see. The Giants take on
the Bears.
Hey, the Bears.
You're at a crossroads. Yeah. It's whoever plays the Giants. Whoever plays the Bears.
If the Giants won and scored 32 points,
yes,
I will do the show naked. I will do the show naked.
I'm so conflicted now because I want you to win, but I don't want naked. I don't want naked.
I know you don't want
naked. That would be a Sunday of Sundays, Mike. The Sunday of Sundays for you.
Yes.
All right. If the Giants, I'm not going to do naked. I won't do naked.
Good.
If the Giants win and score 32 points, which would be the greatest thing in the world, I will, I'll shave my head.
All right.
I'll shave this.
Ready.
Well, you're halfway there.
Yeah, the little patch of hair that's left.
Well.
Jesus. I mean.
We found the thing. There we go. What we want you to do is you put the explosive charge next to the plastic explosive in the briefcase next to the Fuhrer. All
right. No, Mr. Bond.
Hello.
You look like a villain.
No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die.
My name is Orek O'Mara.
Yeah. Anyway.
What happened?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Well, the other day, Carla cut my hair, and then I fixed it yesterday.
Yeah.
Sort of.
You fixed it. Did you look at a YouTube video?
Yeah, it looks like... I know I know we're all thinning in our own right, and, you know...
Yes.
Yeah, I'm really thinning.
Yeah, but you weren't thinning that much before. Like, what did you do up front?
No, but if I had the regular normal haircut, I'd look okay. But
Anyway, you have hair on the sides of your head, ostensibly, but it's all gone.
I shaved it, and it's white, so it looks almost bald.
You look infirmed.
I look infirmed?
Yeah, like you might be sick.
I don't know. I don't think he looks
sick.
Well,
maybe I am.
Oh, no. Oh,
I went Oscar. I got my blood work yesterday.
Oh, no.
And? I got my blood work yesterday. Yeah, I did. I went to, Rob? That they gave me, they came back and said, you're going to die. No, it's, no. They took blood for a regular physical.
Oh, okay. I got my regular physical.
I was supposed to get blood work. Then COVID hit, and I never got my blood work. So I went in there, and they said, did you fast? And I said, no. Oh, well, we can't give you your glucose, which is your cholesterol and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I have to come back on Thursday. But I got all the other stuff, which is the more insidious stuff, like if you're going to die or anything like that. And I'll let you know maybe in a week or two.
It's, you know, that's sort of ironic because you've been fasting for weeks. I could have easily done it.
But I went in there about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, was right after we... We hit the chow, and so that didn't work very well. But once again, they did my right side. You can't really see it, but there's a little mark here where they stuck me twice, and they're fantastic at this place that I go to. I love these ladies. They're incredible. We were talking about the taco place in the gas station.
Oh, nice.
It was fantastic. And then this one right over here. Uno, just one stick.
I have
to remind them. I'm what's called a tough stick. I talked about that a long time ago, where my veins apparently roll.
Maybe baby.
They're covered with can your veins be fat too?
Yeah.
Can your veins be fat?
Mike, they're well lubricated.
They're well lubricated fat veins. Yeah.
And then Gore-Tex veins.
Yeah.
I go to a one-stop shop. My doctor is actually in the office on the second floor above the lab.
Isn't it called that? It's called My Doctor.
My doctor. Yeah, and it's run by a guy in Minnesota.
You got to come to my doctor.
This doctor is so fantastic. He's got great. Yeah, and he looks, he's got a big Groucho mustache, black mustache.
It's nice.
My doctor, I got together with all these great doctors. He said, oh, where's my cross? Let me put it up. Yeah, I love the president. And
So I went right upstairs because I asked them in the lab and they didn't know, but I went upstairs and was able to take care of the flu shot as well.
Oh, damn.
I got the flu shot yesterday as
Mike,
well.
You're all taken care of.
About a month earlier than I would normally get a flu shot because they have said that that is a prudent thing to do.
You're keeping yourself alive for all of us, not just
the
show.
They're pushing them at Target, too. They're giving you $5 coupon to get a flu shot.
I have never been, and I know it's perfectly fine, but I have never been quite comfortable with the flu shots being issued out at the drugstore and the grocery store. I have really had a problem with getting a flu shot where 5 meters down the aisle, they're selling imitation crab meat. It just doesn't do it
Mike,
for me.
I used to feel the same way about buying clothes at big box stores. And it was always something weird about putting...
Until you started eating Krispy Kremes.
That's right.
Now you're buying all of your clothes at the big
box. Well, I didn't understand why you had to put your pants down on the conveyor belt before they checked you out. It just didn't make sense to me. It was foreign. And then I got fat, and I said, well, that's where you buy your clothes.
Exactly.
You buy your food there
pants,
as well.
Put your khaki, put your white pants on the belt where they put the the romaine lettuce with the dirt on it 5 minutes earlier.
And, Mike, you really shouldn't fear getting the shot. Actually, what you should fear is the imitation crab meat. That's what's scary.
At the sushi joint, my son likes the imitation crab, like kids do.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I read to him what it was. And it's there's a Japanese word for what it is.
Is it haddock?
No, it's ground fish in general. There's no specific fish to it. Turned
Isn't
into
that mystery
a paste.
Meat?
Here's what they say. It's turned into, it's ground fish that is then washed.
Oh.
That's what they said. It is washed. Then it is cooked and molded to look like crab meat you can eat. And, of course, have you ever had imitation crab meat? It's delicious.
Sure. Yeah.
It's very, very yummy. That's what it is. Have you ever had it, Oscar?
Yes, but how do they make it taste like crab?
I'm not quite sure, but they do. They have a,
science.
I would say, probably science. Better science. Living
no, it's
through
crab
chemicals.
Extract. You see it. It's right next to the vanilla. Just a few drops and you're good to go.
Yeah. So the only thing they said about my flu shot when I got it at the doctor's, you know, wait 24 hours and see if there are, you know, any side effects that might take place.
How did you feel last night? I've always felt that the day of a flu shot, the night that I get it, I always feel a little off. They say it doesn't affect you because all the viruses are dead in it. All the antibodies are dead. Did you feel a little off last night?
No, the only thing I can tell you is I was tired and I slept like a baby last night. I went to bed at about 9:30, probably got to sleep about 9:45, and I slept all the way through till 6 o'clock this morning. So wow. That's a good thing for me. But once again, it always feels like a ripoff when you get the great night's sleep that I get like maybe once every 3 days, uh-huh. 5 days some cases, and then you feel logy. Because you got so much sleep, I hate that.
Catches up to you.
I hate that. But, you know, it was fine. And I like the one-stop shop, and I like my doctor's office. And
my doctor.
I like the people that work there. My doctor. What a fantastic guy. No, it's Dr. Jason. That's it.
Are they is it still social distance? I don't even know what's going on in Florida.
There was a guy in a mask and another guy in a mask and another guy in a mask. Okay. And we were all 6 feet apart.
You masked up.
And we masked up the whole
and
time.
And, of course, and Dr. Then, Jason wears a hockey mask. Because
that's
Friday
exactly who he is. That's where he is. You know? I just come in. I you know, you walk in, and usually you wait for the doctor to come in. No, I'm led into the physician's office, and I in the treatment room, and he's already in the corner, just looking at me like this. That's the way it goes.
My doctor.
Anyway. My doctor. My doctor. My pillow. My pillow. I love these pillows. Yes, sirree. If you're gay, you're going straight to hell, and you're not allowed to use my pillow. Duh, duh, duh.
My straight pillow.
Did I mention I used to do a ton of blow in the 80s? He did. Anyway.
Yeah, he's better now.
Hate that guy. Anyway. I'm better now. I didn't fry any brain cells at all. My pillow. God bless you. Jesus touched me on the forehead and said, you're going to make a ton of money stuffing feathers into a big sack of cotton.
Are you better now?
Duh. I'm better now. We'll take a break. Come back with more. Thank you, Rob. That was therapeutic. We'll come back with more on the Mike O'Hara Show.
Are you a 40-something-year-old chick going through a midlife crisis? Looking to get some validation for keeping it tight all these years? Would you like to be TikTok famous? Let's get you a starter pack. You know the drill. MikeO'HaraShow.com. Shopping. Walmart. Let's get started with some ripped denim shorts and a new bikini top. Self-tanner, volumizing conditioner, fake tattoos, and most importantly, a selfie light ring. Throw in a tube of Ben Gay for after you shake your ass on camera. You're not in your 20s anymore, sweetheart. Pretty soon, you're going to have thousands of creeps just like Oscar Santana following you. And you did it all thanks to the Walmart tab on the TMY Shopping Center.
He's eating.
And now, back to the guy who's never been on TikTok, Mike O'Hara.
Yeah, Rob, the homemade promos have to be turned up. They all have to be turned up because they're terrible to start with. Welcome, not the content, but the audio.
Yeah, you know?
Right. But now compromise.
Oh, Mike O'Hara. There we go.
Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Hara
they're
Show.
They're better
brought
now.
To you by Fruitcake Futures. Everything just seems so depressing right now.
Yeah.
You can't find the menu for the gas station taco place. Nobody on the cruise ship believes that you're a Scottish baron. Yeah, the most exciting part of your day is when you catch your wife secretly binging Vampire Diaries on your Netflix profile. I knew it, Peach. Busted.
Yes.
Unrewarding. Don't you crave a bit of normalcy? Well, TMOS Fruitcake Futures. That'll take you back to the good old days. Jump aboard the Clove drone. And let your taste buds transport you to happier times. One bite in these fruitcakes will remind you of a time when everything was right with the world. It really is normalcy. Nothing's changed about our fruitcake futures.
So good.
You ordered them back then. You'll order them now. You'll get them for the holidays. And you'll be able to eat them all year round if you want. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. Brown sugar. How come you dance so good? So good. They taste even better than you remember them. Go to our website and buy as many as you like. Time is limited. You'll get them in time for the holidays. That's Michael. MikeO'HaraShow.com and click the banner, and every purchase supports TMOS season's greetings. Yes, Oscar caught Peach binging his Netflix, and he
just ruined my
feed.
Ruined.
Yeah, you were very upset about it, and you also have had some other marital issues that you wanted to discuss on the program today. Yeah.
Look, a pro tip to anybody that isn't married yet. One, don't. And if you do, if you have to, the last thing you want to tell someone you love when they're working hard and sweating and trying to get something done is, do you need help? It looks like you're on the struggle bus. And I don't know how to really explain or articulate how that makes one feel for the person who is on the struggle bus trying to get something done for, let's say, roughly 35 minutes sweating for someone to come through and essentially say, hey, no big deal. Are we still connected with everybody? Because I can't hear anybody.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't hear Mike then. Did we lose Mike?
Yeah, I think we did.
Okay. Well, then let me... Let's unless he muted himself by accident. No?
Did you hit the solo button by any chance?
I don't have a solo button here because I can hear you.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah. And he's not muted on your end.
His zip is connected.
Your zip's connected? Mike, you can reset the board. You can just actually bring up the snapshot once again and see if that worked. So, Rob.
Yes. So, I can understand why this would be frustrating because... if you are in such a way where you appear to be on, her words, the struggle bus,
yes.
What you don't need is words of unencouragement. You don't want to say, hey, looks like you're having a hard time there. You want someone to just jump in and help you.
I don't know how saying or highlighting the fact that you're on the struggle bus helps anybody.
No, it doesn't.
It's just going to piss off the person that's on the struggle bus. Mike, I think you hit the nail on the head and so did Rob. Again, pro tip for anybody that's been married or thinking about getting married, don't get married, as I said earlier. But but when someone is struggling, whether it's your wife or yourself or vice versa, it doesn't matter.
I don't care that he's been struggling.
Struggling. He's got passer.
And you know that they're not lazy. And you know that they love to get things done. And you walk in, and they're sweaty, and their body's bent in a position that's not natural because you're dealing with
a
screwdriver.
She doesn't sweat. Come on.
No, that's me.
Yeah, Oscar's sweaty.
And she walks in, she goes, by the way, with mixed company, and she's like, do you need help? It looks like you're on the struggle bus. Like,
she said that to
you?
What was her, I know you're not a noted mimic, but can you please, best you can, duplicate the tone in which it was said, because if it's said playfully, it's almost cute.
Well, I'm the impressionist.
But I want to know he was there. I want to know the tone in which Shannon said it with.
Because I know what the tone is. I'm good at that.
Yeah, that's what he does for a living.
All right.
So what? Just give me the words she said to you without the struggle bus.
Do you need help?
Okay.
Do you need help? You look like you're on the struggle bus.
Thank you.
Thank
you. When you say that, that's exactly how you said it, how I would have received it and how I heard it, which was like, can't you just get it done?
Yeah. It was baby talk. She was baby talking you.
So she's giving you some crap.
Yeah. And by the way, wrong person to give crap to.
The wrong time.
I file that away into the old intergovernment.
Well, you're always the wrong person to give crap to.
And then
to.
I say, well, someone's going to have to pay for their car payment this year. So
there he goes. Same.
Yeah.
It's a broken record, isn't it?
Yeah. Mike, it's a hit record. It's a hit record.
Playing the hits.
Yes.
Playing the hits.
So.
You say mixed company. Who was around when she said this?
Another well-abled man, which is more embarrassing.
I didn't know we had any of those podcasts.
No. This is all. We don't have any of those on TMOS. Podcast fillers, we have plenty of them. Plenty of them.
Oh, yes, plenty. Yes. Thanks.
Well,
really?
Well, Mike, because Pony Boy doesn't work for Podcast Village. He's literally not at all. He's interning his way out.
You basically leave him with me.
Well, Mike, you know he's our Jerry's kid. Like, that's who we have, right?
All right.
Listen to Oscar play the hits again.
Yeah.
Hit records.
Another hit record. Send your letters.
Every 48 minutes.
Send your letters.
We're 500 packages of Krispy Kremes.
What part of Studio C? Because I'm in here. I don't.
I've gotten past that. Nice callback, though.
Yeah.
I got my snacks.
That Studio C. You mean the one that's Studio C?
So how did the date end?
I said to her, I let the company leave.
Yes.
Strapping young man.
The able-bodied man.
I said, Peach, of all the people that we love and care about, do you think I'm the person you should just say, hey, you look like you're on the struggle bus?
Right.
Because as I've said in the past, if I'm struggling, you better be struggling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
As my mom would say, if I'm working, you better be working.
I understand completely.
Right?
Yes. It's a little different for me. For me, it manifests itself in the morning when I wake up and come to the kitchen table and Mrs. O'Mara says, have you gained a couple of pounds? There you go. That's same exact thing. Same exact thing. Yeah. You look like, did you put on some weight? I said, yeah, in 1981.
She said, look at you. You're the size of a struggle bus.
I'm sorry. I lied. 1978. Thank you. That's when it really started.
Well,
okay?
You hated the Carter.
42 years ago.
42 years ago.
Mike, the Carter administration had you stress eating.
Right, right. Yeah. Beer and chips. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
If you're looking for funny, you found the place right here. It's a new fall season, and you can get acquainted with Tim West Talking Heads.
All I can think to say is, hey, you're Henry Kissinger.
Make your football picks with Nikki.
Heard you. Birds, Nikki Diamond Earn.
Get a timely response in the mailbag.
I'm not going to say retrograde ejaculation on
Nor
the show.
Should you. You shouldn't.
Celebrate with some cocktails.
TMOS cocktail party happy, around the country.
Salute.
Cheers and here's
and served up with some cake and cookies.
No puns.
I love puns. I hate zany.
You can get it all this fall on Facebook Live, Instagram, the TMOS app, and at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Sometimes I stop and reflect on what I'm doing. It makes me laugh.
So much craziness. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by Liquid IV. You all probably know Liquid IV for their popular hydration drink mix, but they have just launched their newest line, Energy Multiplier, roughly 100 milligrams of clean caffeine, the perfect coffee replacement, and an all-natural alternative to processed energy drinks for a sustained energy boost throughout the day. Here's a fact. Half of Americans report that they struggle with daily fatigue. If you suffer from decreased focus, lack of motivation, poor mood, or unhappiness, we were really zoo-like just then.
hey, man.
Grab some Liquid IV Energy Multiplier. Yeah.
Danger Boy loves it.
Have everybody yawn. Upgrade your vibe and reach your constant state of awesome. Plus, clean ingredients, non-GMO vegan, free of gluten, dairy, and soy. It's convenient. I love it.
I can't start my day without it anymore, and Oscar hates this sound, but I'm going to drink a big sip of it
right
now.
Just do it. Do it.
Put it in a clear vessel next time.
Yeah.
Put it in a clear vessel when we do the commercial so we can see it.
Are you
going to
get zany now?
Boo!
Liquid IV is available nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. Better way to buy it.
Yeah.
That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. So start fueling your adventures today at liquidiv.com. Promo code TMOS. And we thank you, Liquid IV.
News.
News.
Boo. All right, I have a new rule. I will no longer ever refer to my package or anyone else's as junk.
Oh.
I've had it. I've had DJs saying it. I've done, hey, man, what's wrong with your junk?
Yeah.
You know what? It grosses me out. I hate it. So I will not refer to Chris Evans and his junk pick.
Good.
It's gross. I don't like it. He had a picture of his male anatomy that was in a state of excitement.
I looked it up on yesterday's show, and then I looked at it again, and it's just as impressive as when I saw it on the show.
Mm-hmm. Well, he confronted the scandal head on, so to speak. No pun intended. On the Tamron Hall show.
Ooh.
Where the hell is that?
It's on Fox here.
It's on Fox here, yeah.
First she asked him what happened, and he said, quote, did something happen this weekend? Then he added, quote, it was very interesting weekend full of lessons learned. Lots of teachable moments. You know, things happen. It's embarrassing. You got to roll with the punches. I will say I have some pretty fantastic fans who really came to my support.
Well, I would wonder why, Captain America.
Exactly. Yeah, like, it must be nice.
You've got a silo, like a silo in Iowa in your pants.
Well,
Jesus,
a little,
life isn't fair. You get everything.
There is a little controversy about the fact that he's getting zero crap about this, where a woman would get a lot of crap.
No, Mike, he got zero crap because he's got the perfect penis. Like, if it was shriveled up and it didn't look good, then you'd be like, all right, we'll make fun of the guy.
I was just embarrassed how many times Tamron showed the picture.
Thank you, Tamron.
Right, Maddie?
Tamron Hall. former Daily Show host Jon Stewart, who I love everything
great
about
guy.
Him. I wish he was back on daily television. He's still working on serious issues facing American heroes. Now he is pushing to get a bill passed in Congress that would help veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan and were exposed to toxic burn pits overseas.
Oh, no.
The legislation would require the Department of Veterans Affairs to provide health and disability services to the veterans who are now dealing with lung diseases, cancers, and respiratory illnesses. The pits were used to dispose of trash like chemicals, paint, medical waste, petroleum, plastics, rubber, and wood, and they were then ignited with jet fuel. John previously worked to get help for the first responders after 9/11. He says, quote, "The ironic thing is that the first responders suffered health effects due to a terror attack. Now these veterans are suffering health effects due to the negligence of their own country." So more power to you, John Stewart. Go to it. And good guy. I just would love to see him on television every day. I have tried for as long as John Stewart's been gone, I've tried to like Trevor Noah. And I cannot. And when Trevor Noah's out being Hollywood, dating Misha Barton and all that stuff, you know, it's just like, it's just not.
Wouldn't you love to see more people using their star status to do good stuff like he does?
Yeah, he's done a great thing, and I'm proud of him. Wonderful.
That's just Jones. A shame he shared that picture of his junk.
That was terrible. Roy Jones Jr., and I agree with him, he might regret agreeing to fight Mike Tyson in an exhibition match later this year. He said, quote, "He's still Mike Tyson." I completely agree with Roy Jones. Here's his quote. "He's still one of the strongest, most explosive people who ever touched a boxing ring. If anything, I made a mistake going in with him. He's the bigger guy. Yeah. He's the explosive guy. He's going to have all the first round fireworks, not me. He's not backing out, though, at least not yet. Roy is 51, Mike is 54, and the fight is happening November 28th. I will be there watching this fight. They're saying it's an exhibition. I don't really know whether they're going to adhere to the rules they say
they're going to. Do you think Mike Tyson has even like a dimmer? I don't think he has a dimmer. I think it's going to be
also a monster as far as the condition that he's kept himself in.
Yeah.
He's working out like you wouldn't believe. And he's always continued to work out.
Mike, you get away with exhibition when you're trying to get away with, you know, the boxing rules and the foundations of what can and cannot be done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if it's an exhibition, they're both going to be ripped. God willing, they'll both be roided up, and then we'll have a great fight.
They're going to punch each other. If your goal when you're working out is less about getting in shape and more about people watching you get in shape, then you're going to want in on this.
The latest
workout trend is wearing skin-colored gear like bike shorts and leggings so people do a double take because they think you're working out naked.
I've seen that.
A celebrity stylist, no name here, says the trend is taking off because this gear, quote, draws attention to the wearer's body. You think? Thanks for that brilliant quote.
See that on the streets of D.C. all the time. Like, whoa, all right, never mind. We're good.
Yeah. I've always thought that. You know, I've seen people wear, like, skin-colored clothing before, and you always do a double take. It's more power to it. It's a pandemic. All right, here we go. I knew it. I knew this was the case. I knew we had a problem with them. Listen to this.
All right.
By the way, I am not proposing anything or advocating anything horrible.
You're just a reporter.
I am simply passing on the news to you. Way more cats may have coronavirus than we think.
Oh, man.
There it is.
Oh, Maddie.
A new study in China tested 102 cats and found 15 of them had coronavirus antibodies, which would suggest. Which would suggest that they had beaten the virus and probably given it to their owners.
Yeah, but cats, aren't they? I mean, most of these cats are stray, right? So
the cavity's not there.
Well, I knew there was a problem when my cat said, "I can't taste anything."
After it licked itself. Taste of nothing. Anyway, watch out for the cats. Watch out for the cats. And now a little something something. Criminals have to be more careful with all the... And by the way, a something something without anything funny that I'm going to say on this.
Okay.
All right? Okay.
All right. Just going to give you the facts. Criminals have to be more careful with all the security tech we've got now. We do commercials for Ring every single day.
Mm-hmm.
But you just can't factor in something like this. Three teens in Deltona, Florida, were driving around at 2 in the morning on Sunday looking for cars to break into. And someone's Ring doorbell cam got them on video.
Mm.
This is probably my favorite story of the year. The person was at work when he got an alert that showed them trying to break into a truck in his driveway. But he was still in a great spot to catch them because he happens to work as a police helicopter pilot.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic. He was actually in the air when the alert came through on his phone. He used the helicopter's night vision camera to track them down. Cops on the ground tried to pull them over, but they couldn't. So he kept following the car while they set up spike strips, and all three of them were arrested.
Wow.
I love this story.
Fantastic.
Police found a bunch of wallets in the car, and it turned out the car itself was stolen. They are facing multiple charges. No funny lines. Just great.
Yeah.
Ring, our sponsor.
Love it.
Ring.
Love it.
Love it. That's so great.
I love that.
We'll take a break, and we will come back with the Audio Vault and Mr. Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is Z Wants Candy.
Struggle Bus.
Well, we should have something sweet.
She loves candy.
Airheads, they're sour. Sour Patch. The watermelon flavored ones.
Sweet Tarts.
Nerds. Black Licorice.
Shannon.
Good and Plenty. Chocolate.
A Hershey bar.
Peanut butter cup.
Mary Jane's.
Bit of honey. I ate all of my favorite candies.
Don't worry, Peach. You can stock up on all your favorites through the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Shannon Zabalios. Candy is serious business.
Yeah, she loves it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, can you believe that the best got better?
It's amazing.
Hard to believe. Harry's just came out with their sharpest blades ever. Unlike some other razor companies, they're not charging you more. Harry's new sharper blades are still as low as $2 each, and new U.S. customers can redeem a trial offer of Harry's new sharper blades by going to harrys.com/TMOS. Now, these new blades are so sharp that in a study with guys shaving four times a week, they reported that with their eighth shave, it was as smooth as their first. I could have told you that.
Of course. We've been saying it for years.
Harry's owns a German factory that's been honing razor blades for 100 years. Harry sells a lot of other stuff, too, but I love their blades. The blades are delivered directly to your door with or without a subscription and a 100% quality guarantee. Now, listen, our listeners can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. Let me tell you what's in it. You get a five-blade razor featuring their new sharper blades, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, and a travel cover to protect your blade when you're on the go. Just go to harrys.com/TMOS and redeem your trial offer today, and you'll find out what we've known for a long time. We love Harry! Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Wednesday, September 16th already, 2020. I was going to say 1920.
Hey. Mike, a quarantine for you. Let's see how long this one lasts. Ooh, about I'm the ready. Guy... who doesn't know he's sick.
It's symptomatic. I'm symptom free. You'd never know. I have cooties in me.
Sorry. The cooties lyric was bad. It was weak.
I know. If he said COVID instead of cooties, he might have gotten another line in. But
right, exactly.
So the theme of today's audio vault, now that that's over, is awkward. Yesterday, as we were wrapping up the show, President Trump phoned in. He still loves to do phoners on TV shows. Zoom technology exists, but he phoned into Fox and Friends, and he announced that he's going
to hear this. This is Ducey telling him they're not sure.
You're going
to
love this.
All right, let me.
He announces
because I read this story. I read the story, and Trump is on for 47 minutes with Fox and Friends, including our old friend Steve Ducey. And Steve Ducey, apparently, at the end of the interview, Trump is indicating he wants to do this regularly, have a regular part, which you would think the President of the United States. Even
too busy.
Fox and Friends.
Too busy.
Yeah.
Listen to what this is.
Well, what's great. And also, you got to hear Ducey shuts him down, but Brian Kilmeade is like, okay, duh. Anyway, yesterday on Fox and Friends.
Mr. President, I think you broke a lot of news this morning. Thank you very much for starting your day with Fox and Friends.
Thank you.
Okay, it's been great. Thank you very much. We'll do it every week.
We're going to do it every week.
I look forward to it. Yeah, we're going to do it every week. Every Monday, I think they said. And if we can't do it on a Monday, we'll do it on a Tuesday like we did today.
Sounds good.
Mr. President, thank you very much. You may want to do it every week, but Fox is not committed to that. We're going to take it on a case-by-case basis. And Joe Biden, as well, is always welcome to join us for 47 minutes, like we just did with the president.
Now, what is that about?
Donald Trump is the United States. He's now gone to talk to John Roberts, maybe. All right.
Okay. So is Ducey... I don't discount the fact that Ducey's just turned into a complete a-hole.
It's a producer in his ear saying we have to give the equal time disclaimer. And
well, yeah, but, even before it's equal time, it's like, well, we're maybe not every week.
Well, No. You gotta be. You don't have this nefarious side to you. This is what happens. They're gonna do it every week. Excuse my language.
Wow.
They're gonna do it every week. But what's happening is, if they already have it pre-planned every week, they have their due diligence that they need to go out, I would say, for the FCC license, and tell Biden, hey, you can do this every week.
And Trump may have spilled the beans that they have this arrangement.
Yes.
That they're
and a producer's like,
way.
equal time. And he's hearing that while he's talking. That's why you hear the pause.
You're right.
That makes sense.
That's probably exactly
what how about our president's brain? Well, if we don't do it on Monday, we can do it on Tuesday.
Yeah, but it's pre-planned. He's spilling the beans because he doesn't know the network rules.
Right,
and his producer's yelling in his ear, and we can give it to Biden if he wants to come on for 47 minutes every week.
And I'd take that if I was Biden, to be perfectly honest with you. I would. Go on there. Go on with those guys.
Yeah, but he hasn't been invited up until,
yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
And Biden will Zoom. That'll be better. You can see him. Another awkward moment on CNBC. Jim Cramer, Oscar, I know you're a big fan.
Oh, I love him.
But he shouldn't call Nancy Pelosi when he's interviewing Nancy Pelosi. Shouldn't call her this.
Between you and, I think, Secretary Mnuchin, I mean, what deal can we have, Crazy Nancy? I'm sorry, that was the president. I have such reverence for the office, I would never use that term. But it is
hard, isn't it?
Oh, no.
But you just did. She's so subtle about it. Here's the deal, Jim. Roll your sleeves up all you want. I think you're still a moron. I really do.
And then
I really do.
You can find it online. There was a lot of...
Did you see how much backpedaling he did on that?
Oh, yeah.
He caught himself.
Constantly. Yeah. Yep. All right.
What a dummy.
If you're in New Jersey and you saw a UFO and you filmed it, good. I want people to protect us from invaders from another planet. However, these are the people that put the videos of the UFO up on TikTok. This is the New Jersey UFO, Mike. Monday night. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Look, the whole street is flat. There's a flying spaceship.
Yo, look at that. Click everybody to highway right now.
I don't know, bro.
Bro, everybody's stopping and looking, stopping their cars.
That unidentified flying object, Mike, was the Goodyear blimp.
It was?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Rondo has what plants crave. It has electrolytes.
If they had looked very carefully, they would be able to come up with the notion that someone from another planet has tires from Goodyear, because there is a huge rigid airship up there. And what
it is dark. It was dusk. You could barely tell.
Yeah, a lot of times, you know, you can't see a blimp very good at night, and you know it has that lighted advertising sign, so it looked a little mysterious. But still, it's the effing
blimp. I saw
blimp.
Someone on my feed. And this is embarrassing. I got to lose this. This guy's a friend.
Sure.
He had a whole monologue about these aliens in Colorado, in New Jersey, in D.C. And if they were all blimps, I have to lose this person off my list.
Yeah.
I will tell you, I am a believer in extraterrestrial life somewhere or life in the universe. We'd be arrogant not to. It's too vast. It's too big. It's too huge. But when you
it never
see
came
these
up
things,
in your documentary, Mike. It never came up in your documentary.
Rondo has what's playing screen.
We talked earlier about celebrities using their power for good. I like this one. Samuel L. Jackson is using his celebrity to make people want to vote. He's going to reward people that sign up.
Listen up. If 2,500 of you head to my head count link to make sure you're hashtag good to vote, I will teach you to swear in 15 different languages.
pretty good. It's a pretty good, nice. Pretty good reward, a premium.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Meanwhile, when you're taping your kid, as you did earlier today, Mike, sometimes they say things you don't expect them to say, like when this lady was taping her little daughter a feel-good message for her husband.
When daddy comes home, what are we going to tell him?
To eat your damn dinner.
Daddy, eat your damn dinner. Hey, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Great outfit.
Wow. All right.
Fuck, he's in ROTC.
Hold yeah, signed him up.
We got a minute here. All right, come on over here. Say hi to everybody.
Oh, hi, Michael.
Hi.
How's it going?
From school?
Yes.
You sporting the Army t-shirt and the Army hat?
Yes.
All right. We played your tape today.
Wait, really?
Yeah, we played the whole tape. Everybody
Michael, I'm a fan of Fortnite as well. I can't wait to start playing it.
I don't think you can get on the phone, but I think you can definitely get it on the iPad.
Okay. Thank
okay.
you.
An iPad. Keep that in mind,
nice,
Oscar.
Nice, nice, nice.
Yeah.
You know what? You're the greatest thing in the world. I wanted to tell you that in front of all these people. What do you think?
Thank you.
Would you like to say something mean to me to balance everything out?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Say something mean to me.
It's
hard, isn't it? Yeah, it's hard. What do you want to say? You got to leave. We got to finish the show. All right, come on. Okay, get out of here. Thank you. All right, get out of here.
He interrupted his meditation, Mike.
Yes.
I love you. I love you. God, I love you.
So sweet.
All right, let's close with this. Under the file, you had one job. This is a TikTok video I spotted yesterday. A very
bye, duties.
Okay, there he goes. All right, bye.
A very tall tree has to be cut down. And what's the most important thing? You don't want the tree to fall towards your house.
No.
And when you realize it, you yell.
Oh, I've done it. Worst feeling in the world. I notched
because it
tree
takes a long time for it to
up
fall.
Up in Maine, when I was younger, when I was a teenager, I used to work in the woods cutting down after an ice storm. They had a big storm up there, and we were clearing pine from a pine forest. And I had a great little home light chainsaw that I used, and I worked with my cousin doing it. And the worst feeling is you're supposed to notch a tree on the side where you want it to fall, and then you come up over the top of the notch, mm-hmm. and that's how the tree falls in the direction you want it to do, okay? The scary part is when you've notched a tree and not notched it enough, and then you're sitting there with a chainsaw, and it compresses the saw, so
yes.
you know the tree's actually falling backwards in the other direction. So I'm going, wing. And I look over, and I'm looking at the top of this pine tree
oh,
that's falling
no.
backwards on me. It's a scary thing. Can I hear
you
that
hear
again?
This?
I can really hear it. Mother Nature doesn't always cooperate.
I love it. It's oh, damn it!
Big one. Big one.
Everyone is fine. Not the roof so much, but the people are fine. That's your Magic Good. Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Thanks for indulging me with that 4-minute, 42-second tape of my son at the beginning of the show. We'll be back with another brand new one tomorrow.
We're
going to
do that
Don't
every
forget.
Wednesday, aren't we? Every Wednesday he's going
to
do that?
Well, Mr. President, I'm sorry. We got to talk to the network. anyway, we'll be back with a brand new show tomorrow. And don't forget, our fruitcake futures are still for sale. This is the engine that drives this show, people. Buy 20 of them. Do what our blessed friend Jolene does.
Yes.
Buy 100 of them and give them away.
God
care what you do with them.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic thing to do to people that don't have the money for a fruitcake. God bless you all. And Jolene, God bless you for your fine efforts on TMOS's behalf. We appreciate that. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
What's the matter with you people? I was joking! Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
The best is yet to